This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and if you've spent any time watching Sesame Street in the last 10 years or so, you've probably heard this music accompanying a parade of animated numbers from 1 to 10. The music is by Ken Field, founder of the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. The group's like a New Orleans marching band, except they're not from New Orleans and they don't march. But they do blend New Orleans swing with James Brown funk, and this Cambridge-based band has actually played the big Mardi Gras celebration in recent years. The Revolutionary Snake Ensemble's new CD is called Forked Tongue, and they are here to play some of it for us live today. Here is a song called Slots, live on Soundcheck. That is the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble live here in our Soundcheck studio. That's called Slots, and there is a version of it on the new CD called Forked Tongue. Ken Field and Andrew Hickman playing saxes, John Fraser and Artie Barbato playing the trumpets, Artie also playing the euphonium, the little tuba-shaped instrument, Kimon Kirk the bass, Phil Neighbors behind our drum kit. Ken Field, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Normally, when we have you here in the studio, you were either on your way to or coming back from Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Why did you start a kind of New Orleans-style stationary marching band in Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Well, you know, we didn't. We started a band of brass instruments and percussion. And, you know, when you have a band with that kind of instrumentation, the place you go musically, I think, is New Orleans. That's where that kind of music really is happening. And so we sort of naturally moved to that style of music from a different, a more, actually it was more of a kind of tribal African style band in the first place.
Really? So where
you might ask, why would we start an African tribal style band in Cambridge? But I don't know the answer to that.
Who's doing this interview anyway?
Oh, sorry.
Is there a Mardi Gras tradition in Cambridge now? Have you started one?
There actually is. There are a couple of bands. We haven't started. There are a couple of bands doing New Orleans music who have been doing yearly Mardi Gras balls. And, you know, there's not the parade kind of tradition there is in New Orleans. And there's not, you know, obviously, it's not New Orleans.
Right. Now, most of these brass bands in New Orleans do march. They are mobile.
Yeah.
Are you guys?
We can be. We're less now than we were originally. Partly because we, rather than incorporating tuba for the low end of the group, we incorporate an acoustic or sometimes electric bass. And I also like playing with a drum kit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a different style. We work with two drummers, and I like to work with two bass players. So marching with all that, you know, can be difficult.
And why march when you can take the train, right? Because you guys, for 4 years running, have played the Amtrak Crescent train,
right.
The one that runs down to New Orleans
right.
for Mardi Gras. Yes. What's that like?
It's a ball.
What do you do? Great. Where do you play?
Well, we play in the dining car area, the snack slash dining car. Well, not the dining car, the snack car. And
The liquor car?
The liquor car, yeah. And, you know, I guess there are a couple of reasons for that. I really like taking trains. My wife, Karen Aqua, and I love taking trains. And when we got the opportunity to march with one of the crews, they invited us to come down and march. There wasn't enough money to bring the band down and play. And so I was able to talk to Amtrak, and they were very much in favor and excited about the opportunity.
Well, so basically it was like a symbiotic relationship. You gave them free concert on their train, and they got you guys down there.
Yeah.
Was this the crew of Muses who invited you down?
Yes.
The all-female, one of the great established crews in New Orleans, Mardi Gras. Talk about bringing coal to Newcastle.
Yeah.
I mean, here's these New Englanders bringing brass band music to New Orleans at Mardi Gras. What was the reaction?
Well, I mean, the first thing is we were just incredibly honored to be asked to come down, to be hired to come down to march in a parade in New Orleans, as you say, bringing coal to Newcastle. But the reaction was unbelievable. I mean, people really, really have appreciated us coming down. And, you know, there's two parts to it. There's pre-Katrina part, and there's a post-Katrina part. And, you know, we were real honored and real nervous, actually, about going down before Katrina. You know, what are we doing? Just the way you asked the question. And the response was great. People loved it. But after Katrina, the question was, what are we doing going down there? Are we getting in the way? Are we helping? You know, we're going down for a party, and there's been this devastation. Is it appropriate? And I think the answer that we've come up with, I think everyone who did the trip each time after Katrina has felt that it's been a really good thing. And all the people we talk to in New Orleans feel like our coming down has supported them, helping them out, I don't know, in maybe not concrete ways, but people have been very vocal about that it's been a good thing for us to do that. And, you know, I do want to mention that this past year when we were down,
March?
It was actually February.
January.
Early this year. We were really heartened by what's going on down there. There's still
You're seeing a lot of some improvement.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of work to be done. But what we noticed the most difference was that people seem to have a very positive attitude. They're hopeful about how things are going for the city.
We're speaking with Ken Field, who leads the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. Their new CD is called Forked Tongue, and they are performing tonight at 8 p.m., the early show at the club Drome on Avenue A, and performing for us here in our studio today. I don't want to, I mean, it's clear even from the first piece you played for us, it's not just New Orleans. I mean, there's a healthy dose of American funk. And we even in that piece heard a little bit of kind of free improv. You know, you guys go towards the cosmic jazz of Sun Ra and Ornette Coleman and stuff. Is there something that binds all that together for you?
For me, what binds everything that we do together Well, there are two things, actually. One is that we play without a cording instrument. So we play without guitar or piano. And so it allows us, on top of the bass, to build with the horns kind of spontaneous harmonic structures. And a lot of what we do is single key vamps or just a few chords, not complex harmonically the way it's written, but it allows us to get complex harmonically without having the constraints of what a keyboard player or guitarist is doing. So that's one thing. The other thing is that rhythmically, it's all kind of based on a straight eighth note kind of groove thing. We're not doing swing music per se. Da-da-da-da-da. We're doing more straight eighth note Latin, funk, New Orleans music to a large extent is like that.
And so in the music of James Brown, you hear a kind of a similar approach to rhythm?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I think, I've thought for a while, though I haven't quite gotten there, that there's this sort of middle ground between the New Orleans second line marching groove, a march groove, and a funk groove. There's something where those two meet in the middle, and I'm not sure if we found it, but that's sort of what...
That's what you're looking for?
I think that's what we're looking for, yeah.
So is it about trying to create something that's distinctly American, an American horn tradition, or is it not quite as grand as that?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I don't know. I think it's trying to create something that's uniquely us. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what every musician, every band tries to do, is create something that's a little unique. And I don't know if it is or not, but that's the goal.
Well, I mean, if you want unique, the new record by Revolutionary Snake Ensemble has a song by Billy Idol and a song by Ornette Coleman. I don't know that that's ever been done on a single record before.
In fact, if anybody knows if it has, please let me know, because I...
But see, very few people who listen to Billy Idol also listen to Ornette Coleman. So who are you aiming at? Who's this for?
That's for you, John. Well, actually...
Thank you. It's having a drummer in the room if he can't give you a rim shot at the end?
It's kind of for us. I don't know. I mean, I've been involved in a lot of musical projects, and you do a musical project because it's interesting to you and because it's fun. And if people like it, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. And people seem to like this, so that's good.
So there's also original material, and there's this arrangement of an old traditional song, which you're going to play for us, Little Liza Jane. How arranged? I mean, will we recognize the tune?
Yeah, you'll recognize the tune. It's not very arranged. We just put a little bit of difference into it that some people might not even notice, but did a few. It typically is in one key, and we kind of did some modulations in it. I think we're trying to acknowledge the New Orleans roots to what we do and incorporate some of that music. There's some other music on this new CD that are very kind of traditional, spiritual almost pieces, along with things like the Billy Idol and the Ornette Coleman and some of my stuff. So let's try to mix it up a little bit, keep it interesting for us and for anybody who cares to listen.
All right. I care to listen, so let's hear another piece. Ken Field picking up the saxophone, the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. As I mentioned, their CD release party tonight at 8 p.m. is at Drome on Avenue A. They are playing for us here live in our soundcheck studio, and this is their arrangement of the traditional song Little Liza Jane.
We'll be right back.
That's Little Liza Jane in an arrangement by the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble, live here in our soundcheck studio. Ken Field and Andrew Hickman playing the saxes, John Fraser the trumpet, Artie Barbato the euphonium, taking the euphonium solo. There are two words I never thought I'd say, one right next to the other, euphonium solo. Kimon Kirk the bass, Phil Neighbors drums, Ken Field. What does the name of the band refer to, Revolutionary Snake Ensemble?
It's historical for us. Originally, the first gig that we did with that African tribal kind of thing was done for a party in Cambridge, Massachusetts. A group of women called themselves the Snake Women. And so the rest of it, I don't know, came out of thin air. But that's where the snake part comes from. I think that subconsciously I was thinking of the Revolutionary Ensemble, you know, the group, the Revolutionary Ensemble.
Okay, so now you have a long history in the music scene, especially up there in the Boston area with the art rock band Bird Songs of the Mesozoic. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys in the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble are similarly busy. What do you all get out of this band that you don't get from your other gigs?
I think this band is... I mean, we get to dress up.
I was going to ask you next what you guys were wearing tonight.
We're wearing it now. No, I don't know. This band is just a ball to play in, and you know, it didn't start that way for me because you see, as we're playing right now, I'm doing a lot of improvisational arranging of, you know, who's going to solo. It's not all preordained, mainly because I'm a very bad planner. So it's easier for me, rather than figuring out in advance and remembering it, I just do it spontaneously. And that initially was really hard. It was really stressful. And
there's no robot or virtual maestro game to teach you how to do that.
Not that I know of. Not yet. Right.
So, I mean, you're kind of conducting the band on the fly here in the studio, and presumably tonight at Drome. So what are you guys going to wear? Because, I mean, will you have the feathers and the masks and the Mardi Gras beads and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
You don't have to say it so defensively. It's,
oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
No, we will. We get kind of dressed up, and we like to have an opportunity. When else can you do that other than when you're not in New Orleans, right?
Right. All right, the band is the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble. Their new CD is just out. It's called Forked Tongue, and in fact, tonight's concert at Drome on Avenue A at 8 p.m. is a CD release party. There will be partying and party clothing galore out on stage there. Ken Field, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for bringing the band in today.
Thank you very much, John. Pleasure to be here.
So, do you think you spend a lot on CDs and concerts each month? Well, compare your music budget to other Soundcheck listeners. Take our latest poll on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. That'll do it for today's show. On Monday, we take a look at a banner year for women in rock, 1993. We'll compare breakthrough albums from Liz Phair, The Breeders, and PJ Harvey with their recent work and with young female rockers from today. Plus, on Monday, a live performance from Polish pianist Marcin Wasilewski and his trio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Bill Bowen. I'm John Schaefer. Have a great weekend. Be with us on Monday for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM. And stay with us for fresh air and an archived interview with Pastor John Hagee coming up next.